This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. We are glad you have tuned in. Every day we are faced with decisions, and many of the decisions that we make are not of any significant consequence. But then there are decisions, and sometimes things come up that we spend a large amount of our time thinking about what we're going to do and how we're going to react to a particular situation. And in fact, there are even decisions that we spend so much time thinking on and look back and wonder if we have made the right decision. What is best for everyone involved? Well, over this and the next few podcasts from the Christian Counselor, we're going to discuss seven different principles that can be applied to help us make decisions in a better way. C.S. Lewis was noted for saying that I always wondered if God existed during the times that he was an agnostic. But he said the fact that I was wondering kept leading me back to the idea that God is real. In other words, I think, therefore, I am, which is a little bit backwards. It's actually I am, therefore, I think. But his doubt of something caused him to realize the reality of something. The fact that he was doubting God's existence was a clear indication that God is, in fact, real. Sometimes we doubt things. We all live with regret. We look back and wonder, did I make the right decision? Should I have behaved in a different way? Did I act out of doubt, or did I behave out of faith? I suggest that when we behave out of doubt, it does not equal faith. In the book of Romans at chapter 14, there was some debate over whether or not they should eat meats that had been sacrificed to idols. And Paul appeals to the unity in verses 1 and 2 when he says, "Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables." And then later on, of course, that person is avoiding the eating of meats. But then later on in the same chapter, at verse 22, he says, "Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat it from faith. But whatever is not from faith is," watch it now, "is sin." In other words, the principle of doubt can become a guiding force, a factor in whether or not we are behaving and doing things in the right way. Are we really acting out of doubt, or are we acting out of faith? Well, if we act out of doubt, if we are wondering, is this the right decision, that principle of doubt can guide us in making a better decision. In fact, the truth is, doubt does not equal faith. That's the idea of Romans 14. James emphasizes it more when he says, "To him who knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin." We must behave and act in such a way that we do not doubt the rightness or even the wrongness of our actions. We must make sure that we do not doubt. Always move in the safest way. And when we wonder, is this the right decision? Should we do this? I'm not sure this is right. That's a pretty clear indication that the decision is already made. Perhaps the principle of doubt can help you today and every day as you make the important decisions in your life. This is the Christian Counselor.